Hello there listeners, here is Maya speaking. Today is May 8th and I'm here in the main street of Nahariya. I think it's the northest city on Israel coast line that is not evacuated. Yeah, I came here to do some activity for one. This is a very loud skateboard. Yeah, you get to see, to hear all the city noise. So I came here to do some activity to promote the end of the war and the release of the hostages. As I said in preview episode, Hamas is had agreed to do a deal to release the hostages, basically in return of the ending of the war. And as a response, the Israeli government entered, the IDF entered the Rafah, which is the last city that is under the control of the Hamas. I saw it in the newspaper that was lying outside of a store here in the city. It says, the Hamas agreed to a deal. Israel attack in Rafah. That's the story basically. So yeah, it's a critical point to go out and protest, I guess. But there is no official or organized protesting in Area today. So I took an idea that that a friend of mine gave me, which is to stand here in the city center, in the central street, by a giant sign with the faces of the hostages. It's a sign, it's about I think 10 meter long to like 2 meter high, and it says we don't stop until they all come back, which is actually kind of a right-wing way to look at it, I guess, because I guess the standard way to understand this sentence is that you don't stop the war until everyone come back. And I'm standing here with a sign, a little cardboard sign that I made myself, that says ending the war equal and returning of the hostages in Hebrew. And I'm just standing here with the sign by this big sign with all the faces of the hostages. Some of them have like a sticker with like it's written like dead. Everyone that is discovered to be dead have like a little sticker marking it. Men, women, old people, babies, one baby, and children's, yeah. You can see their face quite clearly. I think every picture is, it's quite big. You can actually look them in the eye. And so I came here to make my, to speak up what I want to speak up, not only in the podcast but in real life, so people can have my opinion and decide what they want to do with it. Some interesting things I have to say about that. First, I think I discovered some really, really good way to protest, okay? So that's a message that I want to pass on to everyone, but specifically to Israelis, and obviously specific to Israelis that want to, the war to end. Take a sign and just walk with it. Walk with it in the street, go with it in the train, do whatever you do normally, just hold a sign. Why? Well, first, in this way you protest a lot. You just do it for long times, which is good. It's positive to protest a lot. Second, in this way, you acquired more interest in people. I think I was walking in the street holding the sign, and I think I saw more people reading my sign than I ever saw in protesting. In protesting, people are busy with being angry at the protesters, or happy with the protesters, or shouting, or trying to get away from the noise. and there is so many signs that your sign can very easily get lost in an organized protest. But if you just go on the street with a sign, people will read your sign, your message will pass on. That's a good way to pass your message. And the third reason that is a good thing to do, just walk around with sign in the street, is that this way police cannot arrest you, I guess, or attack you, or there is less chances that the police will arrest you or attack you, I guess, if you just walk in the street. You're moving, right? You're not standing in one place, you're moving, you get lots of exposure, but you're not like occupying a certain place within the public space. And that's a big issue because because police get more and more brutal, as you Israeli listeners know, and perhaps also the listeners from outside of Israel, maybe you also know. The minister of police now in Israel is Itamar Ben-Gvir, and he's an extreme right-wing, violent, religious, monotheistic, of course, Jewish person. He used to be wanted by the Israel Secret Agency defense. Okay, he's pretty much a convicted terrorist, basically. And now he's the head of police, and he's doing everything he can to gain more and more power in police. And he don't really care about what the laws are. He just uses the police as his own military. I read a story in the news yesterday saying it was like quoting it was quoting a politician, like a parliament member, an Israeli parliament member, that said that he has to use his like special, you know how parliament members have like like they can do stuff and the police cannot like arrest them because they're parliament members, something like this. So he used this special advantage in order to stand a kilometer away from the prime minister home, in like just outside of this town, and sorry, we're in the street, people are shouting. So yeah, he used this special thing that the police cannot arrest him to read the names of the hostages standing a kilometer away from the prime minister's house. And he did this because every civilian that is not a parliament member that tried to do that was arrested, okay, and beaten up. So another story that I read is that the hostages' families, okay, the people that, like, you know, their children, their fathers, their, you know, their actual biological close families are hostages, were blocking a main road in Israel, blocking the main road going from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, trying to push the government in order to accept the deal that the Hamas is already accept and just bring those people home. They can just do it whenever they want. So their families are standing on the main road blocking it to shout out to the government that they have to bring their people back. And the story said it was 20 minutes until the police cleared the road up and arrested 14 people. So that's another reason to walk around with signs in the street. When you're on the move, when you're not organized, really, you have more ability to speak up your words. And it's not have to be like one person. Imagine going in a street with like signs. Imagine going in the streets and see like just everyone walking with signs. Imagine that. You walk in the street just trying to get to a store somewhere, and you see lots of opinions. You see lots of things that are important to be said, being said in public. You exposed to that. And yeah, it's just a good way to be politically involved wherever you are and wherever you want to stay. But now specifically, I think it's important to do this, walk around with signs in the street to call for the end of the war and to the release of the hostages, which is basically the same thing as my sign said, and it can be done in a now, basically. Yeah, well, that's what I had to say, and thank you listeners for listening, and bless us all, hoping to the end of the war and the release of the hostages.